2010 metai kovo 15 diena. Toliau skaitome Mahabharatą, pirmą dalį, 32 skyrių, kuris vadinasi Išminčius Durvasa. When Bhishma heard of the events at Dvaitvavana, he decided to speak to Duryodhana. Finding the prince seated with Shakuni in his majestic palace, Bhishma approached him and said, O child, I have repeatedly requested you not to maintain enmity with the Pandavas. You were advised not to go to the forest, but still you went. Now you have clearly seen the Pandavas' prowess and also that of Karna. In your presence he fled the battlefield. It was then left to the Pandavas to rescue you. O king, in either martial skills, heroism or morality, Karna is not even a fourth of any one of Pandu's sons. Make peace with the brothers for your good and for the good of our race. Visą laiką blogai darai, kažką ateina aplinkinė, jau duoda signalus. Ir Bhishma galėjo taip šnekėti, kadangi jisai buvo įvaldęs kovos menus, jis galėjo pasverti, kiek kas ko vertas. Bhishma knew that most of Duryodhana's hopes of defeating the Pandavas rested on Karna. Ever since Karna had appeared at the martial arts demonstration and challenged Arjun, Duryodhana had seen him as the only way to conquer Arjun. Now it should be obvious that Karna was no match for Arjuna. Bhishma looked hopefully at the prince, but Duryodhana, remembering the Danava's words, laughed. What did this old man know? The Pandavas were in for a surprise. Bhishma himself would be a part of that surprise when the demons took hold of him. Duryodhana didn't bother to reply. He stood up suddenly and walked out of the room. Bhishma could only shake his head sadly. He was not surprised to see Duryodhana's arrogance. It now seemed that the Kuru's destruction was imminent. Bhishma returned slowly and sadly to his own chambers. Vis dėlto Bhishma galėjo palikti Kuru dinastiją, galėjo perėti pas Pandavus taip toliau. Jis to nedarė, nes dar buvo sąlygota siela ir buvo išlaikomas Duryodhanas ir Dhritaraštras ir turėjo dar materialių troškimų, kurie jį laikė. Ir o Duryodhana, tai va, vis tiek demonai, jie labai gudrus apskaičiuoja viską. Jie padarė didelį įtaigą. Duryodhana ir Duryodhana net savo vyresniųjų nebeklauso. O prieš tai jis įliepė, eikit ir garbinkit mano vyresniuos. O dabar atsistoja, net nieko neatsako ir išeina. Dar juokės. Tai va ta demoniška veidmenystė. Duryodhana labai gerai kūnė tą tikrąją demono širdį. Bet jokiais būdais, net jau 100 kartų tau rodo, kad tu neteisus. Ne, vis tiek nepastosi. O tas pavydas toks stiprus. After he left Bhishma, Duryodhana was joined by Karna, Shakuni and Dushasana. The prince looked around at his counselors and asked, what remains to be done? How can I secure my good fortune? Let us fix on some plan. Duryodhana told them that what Bhishma had said and Karna became uncomfortable. The Kuru grandfather was always berating him. He didn't seem to like him. Karna felt he was as much as well wisher of the Kurus as was Bhishma himself. Maybe it was time to prove Bhishma's assessments of him wrong. Wringing his hands, he said, O mighty king, Bhishma blames us and praises the Pandavas. It is clear that he favors them over you. Because he bears you ill will, he abuses me too. I cannot bear to hear his words any longer. O king, give me an army and I shall single-handedly conquer the world for the Kauravas, just as the Pandavas did before the Rajasuya sacrifice. Let the wicked-minded wretch of the Kurus, the senile Bhishma, see it and regret how he has treated me. Simply command me and I shall leave at once. Na čia kšatriškas kraujas. Aistra. Duryodhana slapped his friend on the back in delight. I am blessed because you have favored me, O hero. What more could I want than to see your mighty self-interest in my welfare? Surely my life has borne fruit today. Go out, dear friend, and vanquish my foes. May good come to you. Just ask and I shall do whatever I can help. Karna at once began to make arrangement for his expedition. Duryodhana amassed a vast army with a year's supplies. After consulting with Brahmins and gaining Dhritarashtra's permission, he selected a favorable day to depart. Bhishma and Vidura, however, didn't approve of Karna's plan, but they chose to remain silent. Perhaps the fool would be defeated somewhere and his pride would be curbed. At least while he was gone, he wouldn't be influencing Duryodhana toward yet another rash scheme. Bet čia vat įdomu, jie viską mato, nieko nedaro. O čia materialus lygis. Blessed by the court Brahmins who uttered prayers for his victory, Karna went out of the city followed by thousands of troops. He first attacked King Drupada's beautiful city. Drupada didn't pay allegiance to the Kauravas. Like many of the kings who had accepted Yudhishthira's rule, Drupada was not inclined toward Dhritarashtra. In the end, however, Drupada was overpowered by the superior force brought from Hastinapura and obliged to offer Dhritarashtra tribute. Tai va, net Drupada įveikė. Karna then moved north, subjugating all the kings in that region. He vanquished Bhagadatta as all the Himalayan mountain kings. Traveling east, he overcame many tribes. None were able to defeat him in battle as he rained down fierce arrows. Surya's son was a peerless fighter, whom few on earth could face, especially when he was joined by the Kuru army. He soon defeated all the kings in the south and made his way west, conquering and subjugating all in his path. Well, within a year, Karna had accumulated a huge amount of wealth from his conquests. He carried it back to Hastinapura in a long line of chariots and oxen. Duryodhana, his father and brothers greeted him as he entered the city. They congratulated Karna and embraced him. Duryodhana said, "What I have not received even from Bhishma, Drona, Kripa, or any other, I have received from Karna. O mighty armed hero, in you I have my protector. All the Pandavas and other kings are nothing compared to you." Seeing Karna successful, some of the citizens were pleased, while others, favorable to the Pandavas, lamented or remained silent. Dhritarashtra was overjoyed and embraced Karna with affection, considering him his own son. From that day on, Duryodhana, seeing Karna's prowess, considered the Pandavas defeated. Sako, išdidumas apakina. The prince was encouraged and began to think about performing the Rajasuya sacrifice. Now that the world had been brought under his control, he wanted to equal the Pandavas in every way. Bet čia yra pavydo prigimtis, tu sieki tol, kol neprilygsi tam, kuriam pavydi. Ir neperžengė jo. Bet nereiškia, kad tu tai pasieks. Bet tai yra pavydo prigimtis. If he could preside over the Rajasuya, then all his desires would be fulfilled. But when the prince approached his chief priest and requested him to perform the sacrifice, he was told it was not possible. As long as Yudhishthira lives, the priest said, no man on earth can perform the Rajasuya. It is only possible for one monarch to perform that sacrifice at any one time. Nor can a man perform this sacrifice in his father's presence. Na, štai kas vat. sąlygos. Then the priest explained that there was another sacrifice resembling the Rajasuya, which Duryodhana could perform. It was called the Vaishnava sacrifice. No person other than the immortal Vishnu had ever performed it, and it was equal to the Rajasuya in every way. O king, using the gold offered as tribute by the kings of the world, make a golden plow. With this plow you should prepare the ground, and upon that spot I shall begin the sacrifice. Duryodhana immediately discussed the sacrifice with his father and counselors, who all expressed approval. He then appointed people to the various posts required for the sacrifice and instructed artisans to make a golden plow. All the Kuru elders were delighted to see Duryodhana performing a sacrifice, an act which they hoped would increase his piety and the glory of the Kuru race. Swift messengers were dispatched to invite the kings of the world. Duryodhanas kiti buvo planai, ne dorybės gauti, bet pralenkt pandavus paprasčiausiai, visai kiti planai. Nors visis neįdžiaugiasi. Dushasana asked messengers to go to Dvaitvavana and invite the Pandavas so they could see the Kuru's power. When Yudhishthira heard the invitation, he replied, "It is indeed fortunate that Duryodhana is performing such a great sacrifice. I should very much like to attend, but it will not be possible. I cannot leave the forest until my vow is completed. Duryodhana will see me in Hastinapura only when the 13 years of exile are over." Bhima, however, glared at the messenger. "King Yudhishthira will go when we are ready to put Duryodhana into the fire kindled by weapons. Repeat this message to Duryodhana. When 13 years are complete, Dharmaraja, the lord of men, in the sacrifice of battle will pour onto the sons of Dhritarashtra the ghee of his anger. That is when we shall come." The other brothers said nothing. When Duryodhana heard the messages, he simply smiled. Čia yra problema, demonų, kad jie per savo tą turtus ir visą kitą nedaivertina Dievo. Čia yra problema, šiais laikais pasaulyje tas pats. Demonai nedaivertina. Demoniškos struktūros veikia taip, lyg nieko aplinkui nebūtų. Bet reikia suprasti, kad už demonus visą laiką yra aukščiau pusdėvė ir višnų. Ir jo atsidausiai. Thousands of Brahmins and Kshatriyas arrived in Hastinapura. They were warmly greeted and offered food and drink and appropriate accommodation. Vidura took charge of receiving the guests, ensuring that they were satisfied in every way. Once they had been properly refreshed, he showed them to the sacrificial compound outside the city. The visiting kings brought tribute, and Duryodhana and his brothers offered the Brahmins charity. At the end of the sacrifice, Duryodhana re-entered his city surrounded by his brothers and eulogized by bards and singers. His friends and relatives glorified him, saying that this sacrifice had surpassed all those performed by his ancestors, all of whom had gone to heaven. However, some fearless citizens said that the sacrifice didn't compare with Yudhishthira's Rajasuya. Although Duryodhana heard what was being said, he didn't respond. He knew it was true. The Rajasuya had been the most opulent and splendid ceremony he had ever witnessed. His head come nowhere near its magnificence. Karna saw his friend becoming pensive. Placing his arm around the prince, he said, "O foremost of the bardas, by good fortune, your sacrifice has been successful. This is only the beginning. When the Pandavas are slain in battle, you will then complete the Rajasuya. I look forward to again glorifying you at that time." Duryodhana embraced Karna and thought of the Rajasuya. "O Kurus," he said, "when shall I celebrate that best of sacrifices, the Rajasuya, after killing the wicked-minded Pandavas?" Karna stopped walking and spoke gravely, "Hear my words, O king. As long as I have not killed Arjuna, I will not taste meat or accept luxuries. I will give to anyone anything they ask of me. When asked for something in charity, I will never say I cannot give it." Dhritarashtra's sons cheered to hear Karna's vow. They considered the Pandavas already slain. As the handsome Karna strode powerfully into his palace, even as Kuvera enters his abode, the Kauravas all praised him. Tai va, jie vieną turėjo herojų ir viskas ant jo rėmėsi. Bet tai čia vat, matosi, vėl ir vėl galim, kai mes dabar matom pasaulyje yra struktūros, kurios dirba blogus dalykėlis ir ta pati istorija kartojasi, tos pačios pamokos neišmoktos demonų. Kad eit prieš gėrį negalima, kad reikia įvertinti, kad yra dar Višnu, yra Krišna, ofise, tarp materiam pasaulyje sėdi ir valdo viską. Yra jo atsidavus, yra pusdėviai ir kad tu, jeigu tu kursi destrukciją visą, tai nieko nelaimėsi. Būsi sutriuškintas. Bet vėl ir vėl, tai buvo prieš 5000 metų, tai vyksta dabar ir tai vyks vėliau. Demonai pastoviai nepasimoko. The Pandavas also heard about Karna's vow. Bhima and Arjuna sneered, but Yudhishthira was alarmed. Thinking of Karna's impenetrable natural armor, he knew Karna couldn't be slain. Yudhishthira brooded on the situation he had brought on all their hardships and dangers. Out of their devotion for him, his brothers now accepted miseries they didn't deserve. Soon they would face great danger in the battle with the Kuru heroes, who would be assisted by Karna and the other powerful warriors. Vis tiek, reiškia, suzojom, jeigu net ir žinodami, kad Arjuna turėjo visus dangiškus ginklus, vis tiek Yudhishthira pergyveno. Yudhishthira fell into anxiety day and night, remembering the gambling match and the harsh words of Karna and Duryodhana. He felt as if his heart had been pierced by a lance. His brothers and Draupadi, seeing his condition, also felt pained. Enraged at the Kauravas, they longed for the time when they could at last confront them in battle. Each day the brothers practiced rigorous physical exercises, keeping themselves fit for fighting and giving vent to their wrath. Įdomu, kokie ten buvo tie fiziniai pratimai. In the final months of their stay in the forest, Vyasadeva again came to see them. Yudhishthira worshipped him with devotion and then sat before him to hear his words. Seeing the Pandavas lean and anxious, the sage was moved to compassion. In a voice choked with tears, he said, O foremost of men, no man can ever experience unmixed happiness. Everyone experiences happiness and distress in due course. Čia kalbam apie tą, čia tarsi viskas materialiam lygiai vyksta. Kšatriai, pergyvena, prisirišę, atseit, žaidimas. Bet jeigu tai paimusi mūsų, tai taip teisingai, kad niekas, į mūsų atveju, kad niekas nepergyvena visiškai gryno džiaugsmo. Jis pastoviai keičiamas kančia, materialiam lygiai. A wise man, therefore, becomes neither joyful or grief-stricken. He doesn't indulge in happiness or give way to sorrow when each arrive. Rather, he practices asceticism to attain the eternal happiness born of spiritual realization. Va čia, Vyasadeva kalba apie pakelimą virš dualizmo. From asceticism comes the greatest happiness, not from improving our material circumstances. Foolish persons seeking material enjoyments by any means obtain births as beasts in their next life. They never enjoy happiness. O king, your practice of asceticism, although difficult, will lead to your ultimate welfare. After describing the many qualities a man would develop from asceticism, truthfulness, freedom from anger, self-control, non-violence, Vyasadeva went on to speak of charity, which Yudhishthira always practiced when he had wealth. When Vyasadeva fell silent, Yudhishthira asked, O great Rishi, which is better, asceticism or charity? Which produces a better result and which is more difficult to practice? Vyasadeva replied, "O child, there is nothing more difficult to practice than charity. Man thirsts for wealth and obtain it only after great efforts. Risking their lives, they enter the depths of the sea and the forest in their search of wealth. There is nothing they will not do to become rich. Therefore, it is extremely difficult to part with hard-earned wealth. But, O hero, properly earned wealth should be given away with an open heart to worthy persons. Ill-gotten wealth, however, even if given away, will not free its owner from degradation in the next life." Oh! Vyriškis žmogus gaus reakcijas. Yudhishthira asked Vyasadeva to speak more about the benefits of giving charity, and the sage told him an old history. There had been a poor man named Mudgala who had attained the supreme spiritual abode simply by his practice of giving charity to Brahmins. The Pandavas were fascinated. Finally, the sage said, "O son of Kunti, don't grieve. Happiness and distress revolve around a man one after the other as if on a wheel. You will surely recover your father's kingdom at the end of your exile. By your asceticism and charity will attain all auspiciousness. Be at peace. I am going." The Pandavas offered their obeisances as the Rishi rose to leave and felt comforted by his words. Kodėl Pandavas nuramino? Dėl to, kad Vyasadeva buvo realizavus tai, ką jisai sakė. Bet čia įdomu dalykas, žinom, kad labdara yra sunkiau atliekama ir automatiškai didesnis rezultatus atneša, negu kad asketizmas. Tai vat, didžiausia mūsų labdara yra dalint šventą vardą, dalint vedas, ir tai iš tikrųjų gali mus nuvesti pas Dievą. Aukojimo principas labai svarbus. Ir nereiktų pamiršti, kad ir kiek mes ten turim tos energijos, reikia dalintis, ne tai, kad pinigus, ne tai, kad turto dalintis, bet ir Grihaskom patariama, ką daryti. Remti atsižadėjusių žmonės, kurie yra tame statuse, žmonės, kurie o vienuoliam patariama labdarą teikti. Kitų būdų, reiškia, atsiduoti tarnystai, tarnauti žmonėms, skleisti vietinės žinias. Lygiai taip pat grihaskos tai irgi gali irgi tai daryti, irgi skleisti. Tai didžiausia labdara, Prabhupada rašo, sankirtinos judėjimas yra didžiausia labdara. Ir to mes galime matyti, kad karma greit keičiasi, būtis greit apvaloma vien dėl to, kad greitai galim tobulėti dėl to, kad paprasčiausiai užsiemam šitą labdarą transcendentinę ir administracija aukštesnė, pusdaviai Krišna, jie yra patenkinti. Ir Kali Jugai po daugelio milijardų gyvenimo mes galim daryti kažkokį progresą, apčiuopiamą progresą ir labai greitai. Tai reiškia, kad ta labdara, kurią darom, yra labai labai galinga. Ir tai, kas yra Mahabharatai parašyta, yra tiesa. Hare Krishna.